You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is Independence Day Eve. A lot of us have got long weekends coming up, right? Three-day weekend. We've got things we're going to do, places we're going to visit, family, friends, fun. While that's happening, I'm just going to remind everybody there's going to be a whole slew of people who do not have that option. They are going to be working the same shifts and in some cases even longer shifts. Whether that is the military or public safety folks, nurses, doctors, tomorrow's going to be another day at the office, if you will. And there are going to be people tomorrow who get hurt. Every year we'll hear about some sort of an injury, something happens. I come from a law enforcement background, as you know, right? My dad was an MP in the Army 1,000 years ago in a galaxy far, far away. I was a cop for a couple of minutes. And I've interacted with firefighters throughout the years. There's a very healthy, kidding nature that goes along, I think, with law enforcement and firefighters. Right? We make jokes about them because they figured out how to get paid for sleeping and eating and... they make jokes about us. I don't know what they are because I don't think they're funny, but I think they do. And then I come back to the fact that those guys who are firefighters in particular, they're flipping nuts. I mean, really, who runs into a burning building, for goodness sakes? They do. They do it all the time. And they see a lot of stuff that really impacts them. And they, in many cases, have the same problems we on the law enforcement side had. I guess still have of, hey, yeah, well, it stinks, but suck it up, walk it off, take a lap, get back to business. Kenny Mitchell is a gentleman I met a couple of weeks ago at the Big Veil event at Greentop. And a mutual friend of ours, McSloniker, introduced us. And I was just blown away by the stuff that Kenny's doing. And he's joining us in his background, 20-year firefighter. This is a solid guy. Kenny, thank you for being here.
Hey, good afternoon, brother. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm just so thrilled that we were able to make this work, to get you on the air. We had, I thought, a really nice conversation at that Vail event, and I want everybody to know about Operation Yellow Tape. Tell everybody what it is that you're doing and frankly, why you're doing it.
Yeah, I really appreciate the time, and it was great meeting you there. You know, I did 24 years in the fire service, retiring about a little over a year ago, and I've lost many of friends to suicide as first responders, and I just saw this need. I lost a very close friend to 17 days after meeting me for lunch, and I just saw this need where we need quality resources, we need education, we need awareness through proactive practices, and then get these folks back involved in their community, because a lot of them lose mission and purpose and hope, and that's kind of where Operation Yellow Tape was born. I say on my podcast, it was born on a tear-stained napkin at Tom Showalter's funeral. We need more people talking about this, more men and women in emergency services talking about some of their problems and what does getting help look like, and for them to understand that, you know, all of us face, it isn't always a first responder problem, man. Mental health, hypervigilance, depression, anger, irritability, it's a community problem, and I want to hit it head on. I have my own struggles over 7 years. Didn't face them like I should have right away, but that is Operation Yellow Tape in a nutshell. I'm getting out there. I'm speaking. I'm teaching. I'm doing workshops, and I'm trying to bring the brothers and sisters to the forefront who need the help.
Here's the interesting thing from my perspective, Kenny. I know all about that, quote, thin blue line, right? Because that's my background. But I look at you guys with that thin red line. I'm thinking, oh, come on. Everybody loves you. You're rescuing people and helping people, and everybody thinks you've got, like, a red cape. I mean, how tough could it be to be a firefighter? You're always the hero. But you're seeing and doing stuff, and are you guys on that side of everything also being told, hey, suck it up. It's just the way it is.
Well, I think it's gotten a lot better, Jeff, over the years, but I refer to something called inside and outside the yellow tape. You know, inside the yellow tape is what you did as a police officer, what you're doing now. We all have an inside the yellow tape. But what makes this job unique for us in emergency services is we all have an outside the yellow tape. And outside the yellow tape is where the divorce is, the child custody battles, watching your parents age, becoming an empty nester. I don't know, man, losing your dog, losing your purpose. Just outside the yellow tape, we all have that. And then when you mix outside the yellow tape with inside the yellow tape, with sleep deprivation, a poor diet, seeing trauma over and over and over and over and over for 24 years, it's a recipe for a perfect storm. So my reference of outside the yellow tape is it's really what makes us suffer a little more. And I do agree. People think we wear those capes as firemen, as policemen, but man, we all have the outside the yellow tape. We all deal with life outside of the yellow tape, and it crushes you at times, financially, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, physically. It doesn't matter. So when those two collide, inside and outside, brother, you got to get on it. You got to get on it quick. And if you sit back and think it's going to get better without any help or resources or people, then you're wrong.
Kenny Mitchell is joining us. Kenny started Operation Yellow Tape, 24 years of dedicated service in the fire service. The tagline is a wonderful one, Kenny. There are too many of us to ever feel alone. And as many first responders as there are, that is something that hits first responders all the time, right? It's a sense of, yeah, it's just me.
It is. It is, and that quote, unfortunately, came at Tom's memorial service when people were walking around and looking at me and saying, brother, there's nobody to talk to. That's why these suicides keep happening. And I looked over this sea of people with the same haircut and the tattoos and the flags and the pride, and I thought to myself, what do you mean that there are too many of us to not talk to each other? So that's where that came from, and we don't talk. You know, we want to talk to each other, but we don't do enough of it.
What is your mission at this point, Kenny? I mean, you've got 24 years in. You I'm sure you've got a pension. You could do pretty much anything that you want, but here you are. You're out there doing a lot of things. Are you actively recruited by fire agencies across America?
You know, I am, and that's a great question, and I appreciate that. And yes, I could be sitting on a beach if I wanted to, man. I did 24 years. I've got a pension. I did the job. But I tell you what, I know the price of wearing these uniforms are for people. So what am I doing? I'm trying to get in front of recruits. I'm trying to get in front of organizations. Yes, I've been hired. I've been in Tennessee. I've been in Florida. I've been in Richmond. I've been in Kentucky. I've been in Wisconsin. And the mission is to get in front of these men and women of emergency services, no matter if it's fire department, police department, ECC, military, corrections, deputies. It doesn't matter to me. Get in front of them early and let them know you may think this job won't change you. You may think your frontal lobe won't be affected, but this job will affect you inside and outside the yellow tape. And if you listen to some of the proactive practices I talk about, and you hear my story and you listen to what I went through and how I overcame it, I can help you, because the goal is to retire and to hang that helmet, that badge, that weapon, that headset from ECC in the garage or in your office, and to see it and smile, not to be emotionally and mentally and physically just drained and exhausted. And you spent your whole career helping other people only to, at the end of your career, fall in the corner and be a person that you used to be. So yeah, Jeff, my mission, man, I'm being hired by companies to come out and do what I'm doing right now, just rallying the troops and saying, you're going to have trouble and it's okay. You're going to have issues outside the yellow tape and it's okay. And you're going to have financial problems. You're going to have marital problems, but you can work through it. You can do it.
I love it, Kenny. I want people to reach out to you, obviously, Give us the best way. And you know what? Actually, Germ, let me call an audible here. I don't. It's very rare that I do this. But do you mind hanging out for a couple of extra minutes, Kenny? Because I don't want to rush you. I just think this is way too important to try and squeeze it in the next couple of seconds. Are you cool with that?
Yes, sir. I'm honored for that.
All right. Well, you hang on for just a second. That's Kenny Mitchell. Kenny is a retired firefighter who said, I got to do something. I've got to help guys and gals who are experiencing life on both sides of that yellow tape. What a brilliant, brilliant analogy. What a beautiful image he paints there. Inside that yellow tape, you've got the first responders, but everybody has that life outside. And when you put the two of them together, as Kenny said, it can be brutal. It can be brutal. So we're going to hang on for just a moment. We'll get Kenny. I got to do some traffic and weather sort of stuff, so hang with me. It'll just be a couple of seconds. But Kenny Mitchell with us. We'll get all the contact information. He's somebody, my opinion, he ought to be chatting with your group. You got some sort of first responder operation. This is somebody who should be in front of you talking with those folks. Absolutely. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, coming up tomorrow, Independence Day. A lot of people doing a lot of things. Most of them are going to be happy and easy and what have you, and there's going to be a whole slew of people for whom it is another day where they got to work. Right? If you're in the public safety space, I'm just telling you, holidays are great for your family, you know, if they don't like you, because you're probably going to be working. Firefighters, I've joked about them for years because I think they're nuts. And I mean that with tremendous respect. I really do. You want to talk about real courage. These are the guys. Kenny Mitchell was one of those guys for 24 years on active service. And I am sure in his heart, he still is. He's got Operation Yellow Tape telling us about this inside the tape and outside the tape. So, Kenny, you talked a little bit about Tom Showalter, your brother firefighter, who really his actions had you start this whole thing. So tell us about the podcast. Tell us about everything else that you're doing, because I really want people to reach out to you.
Unfortunately, Tom's taken his life 17 days after meeting me for lunch is exactly what spearheaded this, and I'll continue to drive forward. And every time I feel like I speak or I present, I'm paying him honor, because I think that's what we do. We honor these folks by continuing to say their name. I do have an Operation Yellow Tape podcast. I talk about what we're talking about right here. We get into some pretty heavy topics. Some people send me information they want to talk about. We talk about the brain. We talk about recovery. We talk about therapy and counseling and education. The podcast is going well, the Operation Yellow Tape podcast. People can reach me. It's easy. It's KennyMitchellJr.com. You go straight to my website. Organizations, businesses, churches, they reach out to me through there. You can send me a message if you're interested in having me come out and speak to the most important people in your organization, which are your members and their families. Sometimes we forget the family members take this ride with us. And if you're having a mental health struggle, trust me, your family's going through it too. So I speak very heavily to families of first responders and just businesses in general, because like I said at the beginning, yes, this is the first responder mission for mental health, but mental health is a community problem as well, inside and outside that yellow tape.
I'm looking at some of the things you've got available, and in addition to bringing you out, as we look at KennyMitchellJr.com, that's the website, KennyMitchellJr.com, you've got shirts and hats and everything else, so people can just go to the website, purchase those directly, I take it?
Yes, sir, and that's what keeps me going, is the speaking engagements, and I call it the OIT merch. I've had people send me stuff from the UK, and I'll post it on my Instagram, and I'll put Operation Yellow Tape in the wild. So, yeah, if you go and you purchase a shirt, you're actually the walking billboard. Whoever's behind you might need to see that message. So I do have some shirts. I've got some hats. I've got some things. And every purchase goes to keeping me moving, keeping me going, and getting me in front of organizations who don't really always have the resources to get me there. Somewhere or another, I'm going to get there. And a lot of times those purchases get me there.
I love that. Now, the podcast itself, is it only available at KennyMitchellJr.com, or are you on any other platforms?
Oh, no, sir. It's on everything. It's on Spotify, Apple. You can listen to it from the website if you want, but most folks go to Spotify and listen. They leave a comment on Spotify or Apple.
Okay, because I want to make sure, you know, our company has a giant thing, and they've got all sorts of podcasts. I know that Badge to the Bone is now on Odyssey as well. So I want to make sure we'll send this on to some folks and hopefully get some wider distribution for you, if that's okay.
Oh, I would absolutely love that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, Kenny, I'm just telling you, man, I was blown away just the brief conversation we had. I love the fact that you had some time for us today. I'm hoping against hope that we're going to be able to get you some more people reaching out to you. I just admire and appreciate not just your service as a firefighter. Like I said, I don't get it. I can remember being on my first ever fire scene as a cop, and the only thing that occurred to me, the fire was out, was, man, it is hot, which is a dumb thing to think, except, oh, good Lord, these guys are going in when the fire's raging. So, you know, I don't understand you guys, and I love you guys because I don't understand you, and I appreciate what you do, but I really am grateful for you making the time today and doing what you're doing with Operation Yellow Tape. This is an important mission, brother.
But brother, I appreciate your time, and you could have many of people on your show. This show is amazing. It's been around for a very long time. So you having me on here, I'm telling you, it's one of the highlights of Operation Yellow Tape, and I can't thank you enough and the staff for coordinating this with me. This means the world to me. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to be of service. Thank you, sir. That is Kenny Mitchell. The website is KennyMitchellJr.com, KennyMitchellJr.com. You will want to head on over there again. It's called Operation Yellow Tape, helping first responders, regardless of the uniform that you might wear. Monday, we've got Jimmy Galliano joining us. That's going to be great because the FBI just found out where their brand new headquarters is going to be. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We've got Independence Day coming up tomorrow. A lot of us are going to be enjoying some time with family and friends. Heidi and I are headed down to Chesterfield. Hanging out with our friends, the Morrisseys, down there. It's kind of become an Independence Day tradition, which is wonderful. And get to see some of Emily Morrissey.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
These Special Olympics gold medals. Four of them she has. I mean, she's a superstar. She really is. I'm excited about that. This evening, I'm asking everybody to head on down to Westchester Commons. You know, I'm part of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We are trying to raise $100,000 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of our father figure event. And we have a number of different things going on right up through August when we're going to do the big event over at the Robbins Center at U of R. So this evening, Westchester Commons, one of the guys on my team, Mark Bowen, has put this together, a giant concert. And we need your help. So 5:30 is when it all kicks off at Westchester Commons. Great, great evening there. And supporting Team Katz as we work hard to help out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I love people who help. You know that. That's kind of my thing. And I am a big, big fan of the platform Give, Send, Go. These are such good people that set it all up to begin with and such wonderful people who avail themselves of it. Heather Wilson is one of the co-founders, and what I didn't realize, and I'm reading this, it has to be wrong, entrepreneur, yeah, I knew that, a wife, yeah, I knew that, but mom to six, that I didn't know. Heather, good afternoon.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Well, I am fine, but not nearly as busy as I would imagine you are.
Yes, life is definitely an adventure these days.
Goodness gracious, six of them. Well, God bless you. That's a wonderful thing. You and Give, Send, Go have been such a blessing to so many of us, helping people and giving people platforms to help great causes. But you've got some interesting observations, a really practical perspective. This day and age, there's a lot of stuff that's scary for little kids, especially. My kids are older, so I think I've kind of forgotten about a lot of this. But you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in a world where media is just constantly blaring in our kids' face, first I say shut off the media. Don't let your kids be on it all day. Yeah. But if you do, or if they hear about it, like, there are conversations you need to have with your children. And often as parents, we're like, how much, when, like, how do we navigate that? It can be a hard thing when your kids come home from school or from just even the neighborhood and say, oh, are we going to war? Or taxes or whatever, you know, they hear little pieces of it. And so as a mom, especially as a mom that owns and runs Give, Send, Go, where there's lots of stories all the time, we talk often about, we're not going to hide the truth from you, but we're not going to hand them the weight of the world either. Okay. You know, we want our kids to see the headlines, but they need to see it through the filter of hope. And on Give, Send, Go, that's what we do. We say there's hard things happening, but we're going to share hope with people. And so as I talk with my children, those are the same principles I use in my own family. Like, we can talk about the hard things happen. What's our response? How do we react properly? How do we rely on God during these times and things like that? And so, you know, our goal isn't to make them feel afraid or not afraid. It's to equip them to respond with the right amount of compassion and faith and care.
That's one of the important things. Let me remind everybody that Heather Wilson is joining us, co-founder of Give, Send, Go. That's one of the things. I mean, just in the space of a couple of seconds here, Heather, you've referenced faith in God. It's the grounding for many of us, and it just provides some more even footing, right, when you're trying to address some of these big issues.
Yeah, it does, because our world tells us that there's no truth. Like, everything's just depending on how you feel today, and I don't believe that. I believe there's a God who is truth. And so when you have that firm foundation, it makes traveling life with children a little bit easier. The hard still is there. You can't take that away, but you have a foundation that you can build on. And so that, again, it ties right back into Give, Send, Go and what we do over there. Yes, we're fundraising for everybody. We believe freedom. We're not going to censor you. We're going to be principled. But with that, we're also going to let you know you're not alone in this, whatever you're going through. And I think that's the type of children I want to be raising as well. Kids that look at hard situations and go, listen, how can I let this person know they're not alone? How can I step in and be a little bit of hope in this world that sometimes can feel really dark?
Tell me about how your kids view Give, Send, Go. I look at Give, Send, Go. I'm a fully formed adult and have been through one or two things in my life, and I read some of the stories, and I'm thinking, oh, good Lord, I want to help everybody, and I can't help everybody, but I want to, you know, I find somebody that I connect with or something like that. But how about for the little people in your house? Do they look at these stories, or do you say, hey, I want you to know about, Mary in Montgomery, and take a look at what her family's going through?
Yeah, I actually think that's a great way to help your kids develop empathy, is take a look on Give, Send, Go and see that our life, you not being able to go watch TV for an hour or not get the snack you want, is really nothing hard, right? Often we can shelter our kids so much that they don't actually understand that the world isn't just what they see, even in America, right? Like, we live such a blessed life, even the worst off. And so often it's, hey, there's this campaign. We should be praying for this family. Like, they just lost their daughter in a car accident, you know, and things like that are hard, but it makes our kids understand. We actually have something we call the Giver Army, which is our crowd for the crowdless. People go on, they join the Giver Army, and all it is they're saying, I will give a recurring donation every month to a category of my choice and it gets pooled with everybody else in that category and goes on to GiveZengo and finds campaigns that are struggling to make ends meet, and it gets dispersed to them. So you're for your $5, it gets pooled with everybody else's $5, $10, $20, and now you have hundreds of dollars being the crowd for the crowdless. And I tell parents, you and your kids, like, become part of the Giver Army and start looking for campaigns and praying over campaigns and spending time going, how can we find something that maybe your kid's into, I don't know, being a firefighter. And so you look at some firefighter campaigns or maybe adoption. Maybe your family's wanting to adopt. So I think having open conversations with your kids. But again, you don't want to hand them the world or make them afraid. Right. That is not the point.
That's right. What about the extra dollop of difficulty because summertime, kids are not necessarily in school. Maybe they go to camp. Maybe they're hanging. Or, you know, it's just X number of extra hours, if you will, and that means more questions and more concerns. How do you kind of navigate that rapid?
For me, I keep my kids busy, and keeping them busy isn't me entertaining them. It is go find something to do, go play, go outside. And again, I think one of the things as parents that in today's generation that no other generation has had to deal with is the idea that screens are just available everywhere. And we've kind of gotten into this guilty parenting, like, everybody else's kid's on a screen. If I say no, my kids are going to be mad or upset. And so we just allow our kids this freedom to the world through a screen with no filters or limited filters. And so my kids aren't allowed to be on a screen during the day. They go and play. Now, I can tell you that when we first implemented this, and we did it years ago during the school year, they would come home from school and immediately want to turn on the TV. And I finally was like, okay, we're not doing this. So I shut off the TV and I said, we can only watch TV on the weekends. We're not doing it on school days. Oh, the first 2 weeks, I almost gave up because, please, oh, we're so bored, it's so hot, whatever. But I can tell you now, my kids don't even ask to watch TV. So parents, if you're listening, stick with it. Like, it won't take very long. A week or two of just saying, nope, go find something to do. And if you don't have something to do, here, I have this whole basket full of chores. Pick one out. And guess what? They go find something to do right away.
Ain't that a blip, huh? They all of a sudden, they were able to figure out where they wanted to be rather than cleaning the bathroom.
Exactly.
Very resourceful. What about folks? I want people to be able to reach out to you. Obviously, GiveZengo, wonderful platform, and I know many of my my listeners have participated in that. But what about this Giver Army you just mentioned? What is the best way for them to get involved with that?
So they can actually go to giverarmy.com. Okay. And read more about it there and sign up there if they're interested. They can also find it on the GiveZengo. Okay. Homepage. There's up at the top a tab that says Discover, and in that it'll say the Giver Army. And you can read more, and literally it's saying, I will give $5 a month. And I actually would have my children say, you have to invest something. Hey, yeah. You're going to clean the bathroom, and I'm going to give you $5. Yeah. Or, you know, and then you're going to earn this. So this is not just me giving the money. I want you to feel what it's like to be part of something, and then go back and go, wow, look at them. Because you get a report that tells you the impact that you had, and you're like, look, your money, your $5 from just cleaning the bathroom one day a week or whatever, you know, like, look at where your money went. And it really develops this sense of responsibility and empathy and all the things we really want our children, this next generation, to be.
I love it. Well, I got to tell you, Heather, I just appreciate everything that you do. I'm going to make sure I share the Giver Army page in particular on my social media. Anything that we can ever do to help you, please, please reach out to us. And I hope you don't mind. We're going to reach back out to you because I just want to keep helping you promote all of this.
Thank you so, so much. And again, likewise, if you ever need anything, you know where to find us, givesendgo.com. We love what you do and stand for as well, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. That is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And what a great way to bring your kids into it. So givesendgo.com, giverarmy.com, 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Macaroni. Hey, 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Friday Eve, coming up at 535. An absolutely amazing woman, Mindy Applewhite, is going to be with us. Mindy Applewhite, a career law enforcement professional, and her daughter was killed, and she didn't need to be. I mean, not that anybody needs to, quote, be killed, right? But she was pulling out of her driveway. And somebody who should have been incarcerated, still in jail without any question. This was not somebody who ever should have been out on the streets, was out on the streets and killed her daughter. Her daughter, Lindsay, was exactly the sort of child you hope your child is going to be. Right? I look at the stories of Lindsay. Brilliant, beautiful. Okay, that's, you know, is what it is. But accomplished. Did everything she was supposed to do. Was what was reaching the very highest levels in her chosen career, which was helping. She was a nurse. She had just completed her doctorate in nursing practice. She was a superstar. You talk with her co-workers at VCU. She was always first on the scene, always helping out more. An amazing young lady. She had just gotten married. This was the beginning of her life. And because some reprobate got sprung when he wasn't supposed to get sprung, she's gone. But here's the insult to the injury. And that is Scott Sorovall, state senator from Northern Virginia. Mindy has been sharing the story, talking about Lindsay, talking about her loss. And Scott Sorovall downplayed it and poo-pooed it in such grossly inappropriate, offensive ways that it's... I got to tell you.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tough for me even to point these out to you, but I'm going to. He said Lindsay's death, which he called getting hurt, said she was hurt. No, she was killed. Said it was a one-off. Said, you know, it's just a statistic. And I thought, my God, really? How can anybody, it doesn't matter political persuasion, how can anybody who's a decent person minimize the unwarranted death of such a decent human being and insult not just her memory, but insult her mom, for God's sakes? My friend John Burkett over at CBS6 did a piece on this a couple of days ago. Now, I have that posted on my social media pages, so if you're on Facebook, you can look for Radio Katz, R-A-D-I-O-K-A-T-Z. I mean, it's Jeff Katz, but I'm here to tell you, there's a million Jeff Katzes. So you would have to scroll through a whole bunch of them before you got to the right one. So in parentheses, it says Radio Katz. That way you know it's me. Or the Jeff Katz show page on Facebook. There's only one of those, and I want to make sure you check that out, okay? Just do that, and then you'll be fully up to speed when we chat with Mindy at 5:35. I also want to remind you, everybody has the day off tomorrow. Yeah, we're celebrating No King's Day, And I'll be off. Rich Herrera is off. But Monday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m., Rich will be here with Richmond's Morning News. And I got a feeling he's going to be happier and peppier than he normally is because his son Riggs is here visiting for about a week. So that's pretty cool. And it should be a lovely weekend. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.